A new beginning. Just in time. WFOD begins now.
Good try, scumbag.
The Dub Fod. My name is Mike, and I am joined by my good friend Drunkard STL.
What a do?
And the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here. Everyone,
welcome back, boys.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND. Or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, we had a few weeks to collect ourselves, to regroup, and I feel like a new man, Travis. I feel like a new man.
You rejuvenated?
And I'll tell you, 2022, Travis, it's a new year, and something really exciting has happened. Winnie the Pooh is now public domain, Travis.
Oh, baby.
Now, if you're thinking Winnie the Pooh like Disney's Winnie the Pooh, can't do that one. But, like, you can create your own version of that lovable bear. That has nothing to do with the Disney one. Like, if you are similar to the Disney one, they'll probably come get you.
So it can't eat honey, it can't get stuck in holes.
No, I mean, like, it can do the stuff that Winnie the Pooh does. It just can't, like, be like, oh, bother. You can't do that.
Okay.
It probably can't have the same friends, right? No Tigger, no Owl.
Well, was Owl in the original story? Now, Tigger, it was not. Travis, Tigger did not surface until 1928, so we have to wait 2 years before we make a new Tigger.
Good, good.
Right?
Well, 1926 was when Winnie the Pooh came out. So you could do Winnie the Pooh, and Christopher Robin, I assume.
So 75.
Because he was like, hey, Christopher Robin, let's go fuck around.
It's a 75-year deal?
95.
95-year deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then Tigger came later, so we can't fuck with Tigger yet. You got to think of original Winnie the Pooh. And let's just stick with Winnie the Pooh.
I don't know what original Winnie... I thought Disney was original Winnie the Pooh.
You could probably just make fucking Winnie the Pooh like a buddy cop movie with Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin just going around and fucking shit up, right?
Mm-hmm. I would certainly think so.
Who's the author of Winnie the Pooh?
I don't know. Some dude.
Yeah.
Isn't it Christopher Milne?
Milne, that sounds like it could be right, Travis.
Is that English guy?
Charles Milne? I think it's a Milne.
Was it Rudyard Kipling?
Do you feel like you could do like a...
Sir
like
Arthur Conan Doyle?
Hard-edged Winnie the Pooh from the streets.
Hard-edged like, Winnie the Pooh. That's pretty good.
Yep.
And like honey could just like be the word they use for crack.
Or money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's out to get that honey, you know?
Gotta get that honey.
It's not bad.
So what about, like, the 100-acre wood? I can talk about that still, right?
Sure. You could probably talk about a whole bunch of shit. You probably just can't be... You can't do the voice. Because, I mean, like, Winnie the Pooh, he's still a bear.
Yeah.
It just can't be that bear. Okay. A Bambi just became public domain, too. You know, Trevor, I was reading this thing about the public domain, and it's fucking crazy. All the Marvel shit is going to be up soon. And what are they going to do then? Like, then you could just make your own Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, it's complicated. And Disney really put a kind of a wrench in the copyright thing years ago. I think they actually petitioned the government to, like, extend the and I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest, if Disney went back to the government and said, you know, that's 75 years.
Going to do it at the Supreme Court.
We don't think that's enough anymore. I remember when we petitioned you way back when to extend it. But, you know, that was a long time ago. And we feel like we should probably add another 50 years onto that.
Be like, Sony wants us to make like a new Spider-Man movie like every 2 years. So this is still making money, guys. I don't know what to tell you. We need to think about this stuff because people love these characters. And they just don't want anybody making it. They want, you know, us to make it because we do a good job.
Yeah, if you're going to get a bunch of knockoffs, there's going to be a bunch of transmorphers out there, right? Like just a bunch of cheap-ass knockoffs that are going to confuse people. And we don't want to do that. You want Disney to make all the shit.
Jared, speaking of cheap-ass knockoffs, I got a really good story for you. So have you seen the bored apes? The cartoon apes, and there's like a million different cartoon apes.
Is that like dragged up with the NFTs?
Yeah, it's an NFT thing. The Bored Ape Yacht Club. They go for over $200,000 a piece to buy this ape that's like smoking a cigarette and wearing snow goggles and stuff.
It's like when you could get you'd throw 50 cents in one of those little toy vending machines and you get the different homies.
Yeah.
Homies.
Yeah.
And there's just weird variations on Latino folks and lowriders and whatnot. The apes are kind of like that, right? Where it's like, let's see what different costumes we can put them in.
And you have to buy them with cryptocurrency because there's no refunds.
But gotta buy them with crypto because that's what NFT freakos love.
So Charles, because these are all a template, these Bored Ape Yacht Clubs, they're all facing to the right because the original monkey was facing to the right. So all the monkeys are facing to the right. And there are two rivaling knockoff brands, both named the Funky Ape Yacht Club.
And they're also NFTs.
They're also NFTs. One is the PAYC and one is the PHAYC. But Funky with a PH, Travis.
You know, you're going to have to be a real ape connoisseur to really know the difference between these really crude computer drawings.
But what the Funky Ape Yacht Club does is they open the ape in MS Paint and hit the flip horizontal button. And the Funky Apes are the same one, but they've repurposed them. Now they're facing left, and they can sell them as a different thing, Travis. So so the PHAYC, the Funky Ape Yacht Club 1, has made $1.8 million flipping the monkeys. And the PAYC has made $225,000 flipping the monkeys.
So did they say which kind of cryptocurrency you have to buy them with?
Ethereum?
Ethereum's a big one.
Ethereum, I think that's the one that is coming to mind.
They don't accept Shiba Inu?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Dude, if they did, I got plenty of those.
That's what's so funny about these NFTs. Like, I get the idea, right? Like, if an actual talented artist creates a piece of artwork that's digital only, there's only one file, he sells it, you have the original, there's no more, you can make as many as you want, but you have the original file, that's one thing. But now these dipshits are taking crude-ass cartoon drawings, and somebody's just taking the original file, changing it and claiming it as their original NFT, and there are dumb shits out there purchasing these.
They're purchasing the fake knockoffs probably do, Travis, and this is what I suggest we do. See, I'm not suggesting that we copy Bored Ape yacht clubs work, the right-facing apes, Travis. But the left-facing right. apes, they're already ripping people off. So what if...
Well, how are they ripping them off? They still get their NFTs, right?
Well, they're stealing the right-facing apes' art.
But they're different because they're backwards.
Flipping them backwards.
They're essentially taking a Van Gogh... They're taking a picture of it, and they're drawing a mustache on the person in there and claiming it's original artwork.
Travis, what if we stole...
That would be original, though, right?
The funky apes, the left-facing apes, and flipped them horizontal and sold them as NFTs.
So, like, now they're staring at...
Do you know how
ground?
To make an NFT?
Now they're facing right, Travis.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going to steal... It. The right facing.
It's not
apes.
The original.
We're going to steal the left facing apes and change which direction they're facing.
Now they're facing right.
There's a guy who takes people's stuff, posts it on Instagram, and then prints out that he posted it on Instagram and sells that as art. And that counts because you posted it on Instagram and you made an original piece of art. You printed out like the border that says it's on Instagram.
You're getting into the territory now. Like, I know it's fairly popular in the last couple of years to take pictures and make blankets out of them or put people's pictures on socks and things. So, like, if we're just going to start taking Instagram posts or Twitter posts and sell them as art, I mean, I feel like you're kind of in the weeds there, right? Like, can't you do that yourself and then just print it on whatever you want? But then I guess you can't claim it's the original? I don't get it.
Do you think at this point the art... isn't the art, it's like the performance of making something stupid. Like the gal that's selling her farts, Travis. I mean, like, you're not buying a fart for the sake of buying a fart. You're buying a fart to, like, be part of a thing, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
These people that are claiming that they're buying a fart as an investment... are insane.
And she has like a little sponge in the jar, Travis. Does the sponge collect the fart? How does that work? Because, I mean, if you just fart in a jar and close the jar, that fart's not going to stay in the jar, right? Does the sponge purify it? Does it keep it in the, you know what I'm saying?
I assume that she's sticking the sponge in her ass crack, then farting and dropping it in a jar.
Oh. So she farts into the sponge and then that's... Right. So that's does a sponge hold a fart?
I mean, it probably holds it better than a jar.
There's probably a YouTube video on this, right? How to preserve a fart.
I would assume so. Now, Drunk, if you were to preserve your farts and sell them, how would you do it?
Wet paper towel.
Just one wet paper towel?
Yeah.
What, would the water hold the fart?
Yeah.
Oh. And is that something you learned in the Boy Scouts?
And then once it dries, the stink is still there.
Huh.
Like creating a stink bomb?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's faint, but it works.
Is that kind of like the He-Man action figure Stinkor?
So, I mean, just think about it. So
Stinkor?
So,
yeah,
you spill your coffee, you lap it up with your paper towel, right? And you leave that paper towel there to dry. Still smells of coffee, right?
Right.
I think for science, I need to try this, Travis. I'm gonna fart in some jars this week, and just see what I can come up with.
It'll help.
Yeah, fart on. You gotta fart on different materials and drop them in jars. Like, yeah. Don't fart. Just fart directly in a jar. Fart on a sponge. Fart on a wet paper towel.
The only problem is like my farts vary in potency, so like, you know, there is no like real control. You know what I mean?
You know what'll help is if you were able to get a little wetness to this fart.
Well, then you're just shitting. You're shitting in
a
jar.
It's a shart. It's a shart.
Travis, I got other monkey news. Did you see the thing in India where the monkeys have declared war on the dogs?
What?
I faintly recall something. You're going to have to refresh my memory.
This is amazing, Travis. So I wrote down the city where this, but I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Maharashtra. Maharashtra. It's 300 miles east of Mumbai. Let me see. Maharashtra.
Maharashtra. Maharashtra.
Maharashtra.
Yeah, that's where it's happening, Travis. A pack of wild dogs, they attacked a baby monkey, killed a baby monkey. So all of the monkeys banded together, and they said, fuck dogs. And so they've killed like 250 dogs. They've killed all the fucking dogs in this city. And what they're doing is they're snatching them up, and they're climbing trees and then dropping them out of trees. Like they're taking them up high and dropping them.
How'd the dogs kill the monkey? Just probably just
they clawed at it and bit it and shit.
You take one of ours, we'll annihilate your entire species.
Right. They're like climbing buildings and dropping them off buildings. Like it's a fucking slaughterhouse in Maharashtra, Travis. This is real, by the way. This isn't bullshit. I've vetted this.
City?
I don't know. I mean, it's India. Who knows?
So people have to be crammed in there. So like, are people like constantly on their lunch break, like dodging fucking for their lives, like dogs
falling from buildings and falling from trees?
Oh shit!
Well, this is the best. This is the best part, Travis. The monkeys have wiped out the dogs. The dogs are gone. Like there is no more dogs because the monkeys just said fuck dogs, right?
So you said this was India, right?
Maharashtra.
India.
It's by Mumbai.
Did you yeah. follow up there?
So this is going on for a while, Travis, and finally the people are like, guys, we can't just let the monkeys kill all the...
Are they stray dogs or are they domesticated dogs?
There's all kinds of dogs, all the dogs.
This is like you've seen this before on like Planet Earth and things that, where there are certain villages the monkeys are just like fucking bandits.
Yeah.
Where they're like going to bodegas and shit and just stealing like all the bags of chips and then like fucking taking off and eating them on rooftops and right. shit. Like monkeys are vicious little fuckers.
And stealing the cigarettes and just smoking them.
So the people of India, Travis, they say, guys, we gotta start sticking up for the dogs. We gotta fight off these monkeys. And so the monkeys see this and they say, well, obviously you've chosen a side.
Once the puppy population had been wiped out in Laval, the primates turned their fury on children, witnesses claim.
They're grabbing 8-year-olds now, Travis. The monkeys, they're out of control.
So they're like, yeah, you're on the dog side. Your offspring is also going down.
And they're climbing trees with babies now, Travis. The monkeys need to be stopped.
It must have been a very special monkey that those dogs initially killed for the monkeys to lose their goddamn minds like this, right?
Right. They must have got like the Lion King of monkeys. I was about to say
the fucking chosen one. What is the next move here, right? Like the people of India need to contact people outside of that city or country. Be like, hey, every like humane society or dog pound, any unclaimed dog, just throw those fuckers on a shipping container, send them over here, and let's just get this going. Let's get this war really happening. Like, and I'm talking about you open that shipping container and like the dogs are like slowly walking out like these big buff ass like German shepherds and like pit bulls and shit with like little Bluetooth headsets on so they can communicate to each other
right.
and find all these monkeys and take them out.
We need to put an end to this. We need to send a message. A
bigger, more badass dog like a wolf.
No, Drunk, I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to get a vigilante to go in there and fucking send a message and fuck with these monkeys. Take out some of them, but he needs to do it dressed up like a mosquito. Because we want the monkeys not to think that it's people that are going to war with them. We just need to divert their attention to something else. They dress it up like a mosquito, dress it up like a bear or a cougar. What he'd have to be in a mascot costume of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, unless you can hire like a single ninja, right, to like just move through the shadows and take out monkeys stealth mode. And then like to prove the point, you know, he hangs them by the neck by nooses and like hangs them in the middle of the city. Like, you know, this unseen enemy is taking out these goddamn monkeys because they're a menace to society.
Well, all I know is if you know anything about history Anytime man goes to war with an animal, the animal usually wins.
That's not true. We're doing a pretty good job against deer, I think.
Dude, have you read about like the emu wars in fucking Australia?
Emus?
Yeah, emus beat the Australian army.
Travis, wasn't there a thing where Australia was trying to get rid of camels? They're like sniping camels out of a helicopter or something.
Didn't we take out all the minxes someplace?
Yeah, we killed all the minks. Fuck those minks. They were spreading COVID, Travis.
That was only in Sweden or Denmark or something like that.
Fucking stupid ass Swedes.
So you just gather them all up and burn them in a big ass pile.
But those were domesticated minks.
If we really want to stop these monkeys.
That is true.
Okay, what about this, Travis? Dress up like a monkey. Get all the monkeys to distrust each other.
Either that or go get yourself a silverback out there and fucking let them fuck with him. Oh, you want to fuck with the gorillas, huh?
Or
I would
just
love to watch the gorillas walk through that town and just pick up the monkeys and tear them in half and throw them aside. Just fucking every one of these little monkeys he encounters, he just tears its head off and just tosses its limp body aside.
Like it's a pop top from the fucking 70s. Yeah, just like, boom.
Done. Mama had a baby and its head popped off. Poof.
The Viper Prince from fucking Game of Thrones. Head gone.
Squeeze done. Didn't pay it any mind. Just keeps walking.
Guys, what we're going to do. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to regroup. We'll be back in just a minute.
The World Health Organization also said today Santa is immune from COVID, so we do have some good news there ahead of Christmas. Nancy Chen, thank you.
Wee. La 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 la. Kid met the Santa Claus, make him fuck up bad. Collect it when he blows a load and cure the world with that. Kidnap the Santa Claus, drain him with machines. Study his immune blood to make better vaccines.
Because Dr. fucking Fauci says the Omicron's in town. So if you see Santa overhead, shoot that fucker down.
Dubfod goes hard.
Here is another financial tip from Drunk.
Try to keep your savings and your checking accounts separate.
What is the meaning of life? Are we here for a reason? Is there a point to any of this? And why does food taste so much better in the trash? This was me, and then this was me. Then I came back as this little guy. A lot of lives for one dog to live. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start at the beginning.
I'm a new soul.
For me, it all began with a boy. His name was Ethan.
Bailey, 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 Bailey.
My name was Bailey, 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 Bailey.
Ah, Christ.
What does he want from me?
Karen, your kid decapitated dog.
Whenever life got Ethan down, I knew exactly what to do. I had a new purpose. I was needed again. And again. And again.
With
each new life, I was learning a new lesson. Have we met before?
Where did you find that?
Okay, ready?
It was based upon Vic's performance over the club's
first. I tried to make sense out of all the things I'd seen. Was there a point to this journey of mine? And how did bacon fit in? If I can get you licking and loving, I have my purpose.
Ethan, why do you always have this dog with you? It's like a girlfriend replacement or something?
The dog's laughing at you.
Dogs don't laugh.
That's funny.
We're gonna need another Bailey.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful, you could stand on your head and shit on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis.
Yeah.
So there's this dog. And the dog keeps coming into Dollar General to steal a unicorn. And the Dollar General people keep it's a stray dog. It's not like somebody's dog.
So stray dog is coming into a Dollar General to steal like a plushy unicorn?
Yeah.
Meet okay. Sisu, the one-year-old stray lab mix that captured our hearts and yours this week after he kept stealing a stuffed purple unicorn from a North Carolina Dollar General.
So it's the same stuffed animal over and over again. The stray dog runs in the Dollar General, goes to get the unicorn. And the Dollar General employee stops him at the exit and says, "Hey, you didn't buy that. Give it back." And
employees say that when customers would exit the store, the dog repeatedly snuck inside, beelining straight for the toy aisle to grab the same plush unicorn every time.
Yeah. It's a heartwarming story, Travis, because they called animal control. They had to lock the doors because this goddamn dog kept coming in and stealing the plush animal. And so animal control shows up, right? And they say, "Oh, well, how much is the unicorn?" And bought the dog, the unicorn, Travis, took it to the shelter with him. And there's all kinds of pictures of the dog laying with the stuffed animal. It's so sweet, Travis. It's a heartwarming story.
That's what I was thinking. Like, why didn't the Dollar General employee just fucking buy the goddamn unicorn and be like, "Here," instead of like constantly kicking the dog out?
Happened five times before they called animal control and locked the doors, right?
Yeah.
So that's five times they took this goddamn stuffed animal out of a stray dog's mouth
and put it back on the shelf.
And put it back on the shelf for your child to buy, Travis.
Yeah, right.
It's gross.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. The
first time,
100%. Doubt that is the grossest thing that is sold at Dollar General.
First time, just let the fucking dog have it.
It's fair.
Just let the dog have it.
How much could it be? $250 tops?
Oh, you mean like what they paid for it?
You did a...
Yeah, well, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking stuffing. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Let this puppy have its thing.
Right. It's living on the street. All it wants is to take this fucking unicorn back behind the dumpster and probably fuck it.
In all my years of retail, I know you get a certain amount of shrink dollars, and that's not going to hit your shrink dollars too much.
What's a shrink dollar?
What's it sound like?
You get therapy?
You're allowed a certain amount of loss before you get in trouble.
Oh, you mean like Bob General is going to show up and be like, "Hey, how come you didn't collect the money for that stuffed unicorn?"
Right.
He probably won't even care.
He won't even know. Well, he...
Yeah, somebody stuck it in their pants. Who cares? What am I going to do? Chase the guy down?
Exactly.
No, a fucking dog. We got him on video. Watch this fucking dog run in here. Like, I stopped him the first time. Second time, I let him have it. I'm not going to chase this goddamn dog all day.
Yeah, it's not part of my job description to be chasing dogs out of this store.
Right. The dog will fucking bite me. I'm not a dog wrangler. I'm working at Dollar General.
Not getting paid enough, by the way. But nobody gets paid enough anymore, so.
Do you think it's a fake story?
It could be.
I mean, like, think about this. Who is the gung-ho Dollar General employee? A, who's chasing this dog down over and over again.
They make them. They're out there.
First time I'd let him go. No questions asked.
If a dog had the balls to come in and find a specific stuffed animal to take out and be its friend, yeah, I'd let him just walk right out the door.
I had a buddy who was an Office Depot employee, and somebody stole some out of his store, and he chased him down the block and got his ass beat, but he retrieved the item, and he got fired.
Well, I tell you not to chase people.
Travis, I would go so far as to say any animal that shoplifts from anywhere can just have it.
Yeah, I completely agree. It doesn't matter if it's a camel, a bobcat, any of these animals that are
ballsy enough to
walk into a retail shop and grab what it wants.
Like you were saying before the break, with the monkeys going in and getting the chips. I've seen the same thing with the birds going in and getting the chips. What are you gonna do? Chase a bird out of there? You're gonna get the avian flu. Fuck that.
If a duck steals an Apple Watch, Travis, I'm not gonna stop him. What's a duck gonna do with an Apple Watch anyway, Travis? It doesn't have wrists.
And if it becomes something that happens consistently, then you keep a little pistol behind the counter and you pop them off every time they walk in. As soon as they walk in, you don't even let them get a chance to walk.
You mean the ducks go back and tell all the other ducks?
Hey, this place is really easy to rip off.
If it's a duck, you probably don't even need a pistol. You probably just need one of those airsoft rifles, right?
There you go.
With the little plastic BBs.
That's the thing. You got to imagine that's what those people in those little villages where the monkeys are stealing all their chips at like every day at literally like 4 p.m. It's like a goddamn war of monkeys. You got to imagine they have little pistols. You just pop those suckers off.
God knows I would. Shit. And I'd arm my little 8-year-old, be like, hey, if a monkey comes at you, fucking pop it.
Shoot it.
But then you kill the wrong monkey, and then you have all of the monkeys vowing to murder you and your family.
And I got more bullets than there are monkeys.
I bet you don't. There's a lot of monkeys drunk. And when they band together, they all come at you at once. Then what are you going to do, drunk?
It'll be like a fun zombie game.
No. It would not be a fun zombie game when you're drunk because they jump and they'll carry you to the top of a building and drop you.
No way. Those monkeys descend on me. I'm opening a propane tank and lighting a flare. Fuck it. I'll take them out with me.
I was about to say, have you seen me? I don't think monkeys are picking me up. Not too far.
Yeah, that's what the 8-year-old said.
8-year-old's fucking 50 pounds. Maybe.
They just need more monkeys.
Didn't I try arguing like this with you, like about, what was it, ants or something like that?
I don't know, drunk. We've been
this was literally like 4 weeks ago.
Travis, how long have we been doing this stupid shit? We talk about ants, we talk about monkeys.
I think it was spiders.
Oh, that's right, spiders. Spiders.
That wasn't that
long
ago.
The spiders are going to pick me up.
No, the fucking guts said that. Drunk, he said that like there's so many spiders that it doesn't really take them that long to eat a person because they eat way more than their weight.
Fuck them spiders.
How much can a monkey lift, drunk?
I don't know.
Give me ballpark. Say a monkey can lift 20 pounds?
Sure.
Twice its own body weight.
How much does a monkey weigh?
50 pounds.
You think a monkey can lift 100 pounds?
It depends on the monkey.
Yeah, it depends on the monkey, I guess.
So how many monkeys would it take to lift up drunk? Like 4?
Yeah, probably one for each appendage.
Right. He grab his wrist, grab his ankles, fucking carry him up to the top of a goddamn building and throw his ass off.
Throw him off.
That's 4 monkeys. Travis, you saying 4 monkeys could get together and throw drunk off a building?
Yep, toss him right back into his own bodega. You're gonna keep us from your Lay's potato chips? Here you go, bud.
Here you go, bud. Let him have it, is what I'm saying, drunk. Don't be a hero.
Your rack of Slim Jims, you just got impaled on it.
But they didn't take my chips, they took my 8-year-old.
Travis, I got bored when we had...
Hey, okay, Bobo, I promised to kill you last, but I lied.
I made this, I just wanted to share it with you from our conversation with D. Wallace.
Science.
That's it, Travis.
Did she blind you guys with science?
It's dumb, but I had fun.
That's very funny. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Drunk, I want to share with you my pick of the week. It's a little early, but I want to tell you about it. The guy from Shitty Song of the Week, Travis had read from, by the way, Shitty Song of the Week, they picked the wrong song for Shitty Song of the Year. I just wanted to get that on record. I mean, I told them on Twitter, but I want to tell them on the podcast too.
What did they choose?
Sure.
They chose, well, what they ended up choosing, Drunk, I can't even remember. Because it wasn't important.
And what did you choose?
Well, they played a Motley Crue song called Brandon. It was Tommy Lee singing a song to his son.
20 years ago?
And Tommy Lee at one point goes, Brandon, your mom gave birth to you. I love you. I love her. She is your mom. Those are the lyrics.
But that's not a 2022 song.
No, it's older. No, they don't like do the songs this year. They just do songs.
Oh.
They should probably do songs for this year.
Well, if it's the
Shitty Song of the Week, it should be a song that came out this week. Is that what you're saying?
No, the Shitty Song of the Year should be.
Well, they do two songs every week. And then at the end of the year.
What should they should do, there should be two episodes. There should be Shitty Song of the Year, which goes back on their entire year. And there should be Shitty Song of 2021 or 2022.
Oh, I remember what the song was, Travis. The Shitty Song of the Year was Bruce Springsteen's version of a song that he wrote for somebody else and then decided to... because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night... You know that song?
Yeah, Pretenders.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen ended up doing it, and it's not great.
You could pick pretty much, for me, any Bruce Springsteen song at any time and call it the Shitty Song of whatever, and I would agree with you.
Yeah, I don't really care for
not a fan of the Boss,
the E Street Band myself either.
Don't love the Boss or his band.
But anyway, Red, he sent us this song, and he said, "Hey guys, I think this should be a shitty song contender," and he's wrong. I love this song. I've had this song stuck in my head since he sent it to me like a week ago, Travis, and I want to share it with you.
Please.
I think you're gonna like this.
Let me suck your titties, baby. Ooh. Let me suck your titties, baby. Let me suck your titties, baby.
It's soulful.
Let me suck your titties, so soulful.
I can already tell Travis loves it.
Look at
you. You can feel him reaching out with his entire self trying to suck some titties.
Mama told me a long time ago.
Who is this artist?
His name is Danny Lapriore.
It's a shame he's got the stolen beat.
I feel like you're batting 100% on pronouncing things tonight.
Lapriore, and Travis, to be honest with you, he looks like he might be from Maharashtra. I think he's an Indian gentleman. I could be wrong. He might be a Latino.
Museum.
Well, if he's either of those things, he sounds like a black gentleman.
He's not a black gentleman, Travis.
What did you turn it off for?
Because I'm sorry.
You should be.
Let me suck your titties,
it's pretty
babe.
Much the same thing through the whole. I was in Chicago. I sucked your titties, babe.
Yeah.
I like it.
About it. Yeah.
Not shitty. It's catchy.
Yeah. I've just had it in my head for like a week, Travis. I'm sitting around and I'm just, you know, I'm like, I'm at work.
Do you serenade your wife to that?
I do. I did this morning, actually.
Yeah.
I played it.
Did it work?
It did not. I played it while we were toasting our Eggos.
Was it like the four-way Eggos?
Like the cinnamon toast ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, she put some Eggos in there.
Does she wake up before you do, Mike?
Sometimes.
Or do you wake up?
No, I'm an early riser, Travis.
Okay.
Early bird gets the worm, man.
I feel like that would be perfectly played through a nice Bluetooth. Like, if she was in the shower and didn't know you were awake, and then, like, she's taking a shower and you just throw that Bluetooth speaker in the bathroom super loud and just start playing that song.
Wanna suck your titties, baby.
Yeah. Travis, pick of the week?
Nope.
No pick of the week, Travis.
It's been 3 weeks. Go to pick of the week.
All I've been doing lately is watching The Shield. I only have 2 episodes left of the entire series. I'm getting down to the point where everything's going to blow up.
Have you done The Shield before, or is this your second time? Or?
Yeah, this is my the great The Shield rewatch, right? So I watched it when it was on, I believe, or maybe I watched it shortly after. But this is my giant entire series rewatch.
What's next?
I haven't decided yet. I do think I need to watch a couple of current things, because just watching this old shit maybe is going to warp my brain somehow. But I was thinking about watching Sons of Anarchy again, but maybe not. I don't know. I haven't decided.
You can go to Mayans if that's your vibe.
The Spider-Man?
Sons of Anarchy towards the end I was like kind of done with anyway, so I don't need to really watch the sequel or prequel or whatever it is.
The Spider-Man, Travis? Is Spider-Man's not your pick of the week?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You like the Spider-Man?
I like a couple of things. It wasn't this week. That's the problem with taking 2 weeks off. So I'm going
to shouldn't do that anymore. I'm going to petition you guys. I don't like taking weeks off.
You can do the show by yourself.
I love the holiday weeks off. It's awesome. No, so I got 2 picks of the week. Pick of the week number 1 would have been from the first week we were off, would be Pig, starring Nicolas Cage, now streaming on Hulu. A nice subdued performance from Nicolas Cage for a guy who has a truffle pig. And somebody steals his truffle pig, and he's got to find it. You might think initially that it's a John Wick knockoff. It is not. It is not some gun-crazy, psycho, ex-hitman trying to find his pig. It's a very subdued, very good, very well-performed character piece about a man trying to find his pig. That's my first one.
Did you see the Nicolas Cage
truffle pigs? They make his money.
Did you see the Nicolas Cage trailer where Nicolas Cage plays Nicolas Cage?
Yes, I did, and I'm very excited to watch that too. Did you ever see the JCVD? Do you ever see that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where he played himself?
I think I started that and didn't finish it. I think I own it. I think I have it on DVD.
Never watched the entire thing,
and I never watched it.
I would watch it. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Second pick of the week then, Spider-Man Far From Home. It is 100% a blockbuster fan service for fanboys, but it is so satisfying to see all the people. The last one was called Far From Home.
The last one was something else, Home.
Homecoming.
No Way Home is the new one. Travis was wrong. You're right.
Yeah. Did I say Far From Home? Yeah, No Way Home is the new one.
Yeah, too many home movies. Just call it Spider-Man 1 and 2 and 3. The home. Say Spider-Man 2. Yeah. Quit getting clever.
Spider-Man 3.
That Doctor Strange movie that they're advertising, that's Doctor Strange 2. Don't give it a stupid name. Stop it.
In the Mountains of Madness.
Just say, Doctor Strange, he's back. Doctor Strange 2.
Here he is. He's doing some stuff after the other stuff he was doing.
He's almost public domain. Doctor Strange. Then what are they going to do?
Doctor Weird.
Charles, we could just start doing Doctor Strange stuff. We could do our new character, Doctor Strange.
I feel like we should.
Along with Winnie the Pooh. Doctor Strange versus Winnie the Pooh. It's going to be our new bit.
Like Doctor Strange should be like a weird Jamaican voodoo man, right? Like who, I don't know, does strange things. People call him Doctor.
Because he has medicinal cannabis.
Yeah, he just does cannabis and heroin.
Drunk pick of the week?
Yeah, drunk's pick of the week. And, you know, I realize some people might have fatigue on the whole thing. And I really don't know how old this is because my last couple months have been dedicated to sports. And I had a little lull in sports and was able to catch up on some Netflix. And I saw the Tiger King's Doc Antle story. And it's just about Doc Antle.
Is he the one that calls everybody cocksuckers?
He's the one that runs the cult with all the ladies.
Oh, he's the one with all the hot broads that follow him around.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Like a spinoff?
It's not a spinoff. It's more of a sequel slash... Instead of concentrating on like, Joe, we're concentrating on this guy.
Yeah, he's not like trying to be a part of that doc, right? They're like,
no,
being like, look at what
dirtbag
this
guy is. Not even kind of, right?
Yeah,
and like, so it starts off like he married a 15-year-old when he was 27 years old.
Well, that's not good. You can't
sounds
do that.
Like Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Can you do that?
Yeah, if you get the parents' permission.
Oh,
and like. All he was doing all this crazy stuff in this like yoga universe, I guess we'll call it.
The yoga universe.
Yeah, it was like this city in North Carolina that's just about the yoga. And they had their like the Indian teacher guy that named him Bhagavan.
So this is a cult thing, but it's
well, I mean it all links to the entire it's a five episode deal. And
so this is.
If you thought that guy was bad before, whoo, baby.
I watched Tiger King too. There's another Tiger King thing?
Yes, this is Tiger King .. The Doc Antle story.
Oh. Who was the guy in Tiger King 2 that called everybody cocksuckers? And like the color of his hair kept changing. Like he did Just for Men on his beard in like some of the interviews, and then some of the interviews he was gray.
You talking about that Jeff Lowe?
No, it was the guy that went into business with Jeff Lowe, but then got mad at him.
Oh, the Sea-Doo guy?
I didn't watch Tiger King 2.
Oh.
I kind of slept through Tiger King 2, I know.
Well, yeah, it sounds like
it didn't hold my attention when the Doc and Teal story did, though.
Okay.
The Doc and Teal story kept my attention. And man, oh man, is this a sick motherfucker.
He's sick?
He's a sick motherfucker.
Because he's...
So he's more like the Nexium guy, like the Keith Raniere, the weird-ass Nexium cult.
Yeah.
Is Nexium cult like pedophile stuff too?
No, they're the ones that like to brand women.
I mean, I feel like all cults have a little bit of pedophilia in them.
Well, yeah, you never know. There could be some in there.
Huh. Guys... We did it, right?
We're back.
We're back.
And better than ever.
Yeah, this is probably the year, Travis, don't you think? The year that we're better than ever?
Yeah, I think 2022 is the year.
The year of bits?
Oh, wow. Could it be the year of bits, Travis?
We did brainstorm some earlier.
I like them.
The year of a full year of streaming?
Full year of streaming.
I like the original. Let's call 2022 the year of better than ever.
Better than ever, baby.
And you know what that could include? The bits that really work.
Oh, fuck, man. I'll tell you what, those bits, Trevor, really work.
I think for 2022, we should bring people the bits that really work, some high quality interviews. And some good, wholesome chat between three buddies.
Yeah.
God, that sounds great.
Let me suck them titties.
I want to suck them titties, baby.
Let me suck your titties, baby.
It's fucking good.
I think it's good. I like the beat.
Let me suck your titties, baby. Let me suck your titties, baby.
I'll find out. What beat he ripped off when YouTube gets mad at me.
yeah, for sure. And then I feel like we need to reach out and see if there's a sequel called Let Me Lick That Kitty, Baby.
Yeah, I'll look this guy up.
He's going straight to eating ass. What are you talking about?
Like Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I'm Bill Dannon.
listening to this installment of WFOD. Please subscribe and leave positive reviews on your preferred podcast player. Share the episode on social media or with one of your in-real-life friends. For links to our ever-expanding universe, including our Discord, our Twitch, and YouTube channels, and our library of back episodes, visit us at WFODshow.com. Thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music used in this podcast. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Valerie, Brian, and Liquid. Visit patreon.com/WFODix to help support the show. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. Email us, Mike or Travis, at WFODix.com, or reach out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Like your booty don't stink. Don't be up in the club like your booty don't stink. Like your booty don't stink. Like your booty don't stink. Don't be up in the club like your booty don't stink. Like your booty don't stink. Like your booty don't stink. Don't be up in the club like your booty don't stink. Like your booty don't stink. Like your booty don't stink. Don't be up
in the club and the party. Shake that rumpa dump and don't act like your booty don't stink and stuff. Yeah, even my purple really smell like skunk. She kinda tipsy at the bar, I can tell she drunk. Yeah, I caught me a body and watch me stunt. Tell your boyfriend truly that I ain't no punk. I go hard for the Benjamin to stack my dough. Don't act like that, man, you broke asshole. Yeah, I pull up and I hop out. Yeah, bad chick, know what I'm talking about. With her hair done.
Classic.
That song fucks, Travis.
That's some classic shit right there.
I've recently basically switched my whole wardrobe to flannel. So.
You've become a flannel connoisseur.
I am a flannel guy.
I wear exclusively, and you know, you would think that it was because I was working out and shit, but Nike Dry Fit, like pants and shit, yeah, are like the best things that exist. So when I don't have to wear like jeans or dress pants, or not even dress pants, like khakis to work and shit, I'm always in Nike Dry Fit pants, man. They're
I basically fucking bomb. Changed my whole wardrobe to Duluth Trading Company. These fire hose pants are the fucking tits, dude. I love them.
Let me see them. Stand up. Model them for me, Trent. Let's see.
Are they the stretchy kind? They got the stretchy?
They got some stretch to them, yeah.
Real nice stretch to them.
Yeah, they're not like silky or anything. They feel like a khaki. But
my favorite jeans are Mugsy's, and they are denim, but they're stretchy denim.
What do you put in this pocket? Anything?
Phone.
It's a phone pocket? Huh. It's not bad. You got like a hidden pocket here, Travis?
Oh, baby.
What's with the weird belt loops?
What do you mean?
There's like two belt loops there.
So fat people like me keep their pants up.
He's got like two belt loops right together, like right where your cum gutters would be.
Oh, I think, God, I want to say my Mugsies have that too, like belt loops real close together in the front.
Huh.
I bet you, because you know, us fat guys, if one of them breaks, you still got another fucking belt loop there.
If one breaks, you have a spare.
Yeah. It's like. When your stretchy belt is no good on your stretchy pants and your belt loop breaks. Oh, baby.
Yeah, so next week I'm going to start eating clean. We're see how that goes.
Eating clean, like what is that?
Every meal, just like two steamed chickens and a rice and a broccoli.
Don't you eat everything on the go?
We're going to try to.
Are you going to like carry a cooler around with?
3 months, so I got, my goal is like 80 pounds, so.
You're going to lose 80 pounds?
We'll try to.
It's a lot of pounds.
That's so many pounds.
Even a handful of pounds would be good. Like, I'm trying, like, I have been on a sabbatical, even though I only did it for 2 weeks, but then I got, like, super sick on Christmas Eve and had to get COVID tested and shit because it was, like, a massive, like, chest cold and shit. But I was 2-3 days a week going to the Y and doing, like, a half-hour pretty rigorous bike thing and then doing some weights and then doing some treadmills. So I'm in a thing, too, mostly because I am sick of feeling like a fat fuck. And also, the, you know, with this COVID bullshit, they're saying everybody who gets sick pretty much is obese.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in and around, like, I kind of hover around 230 right now. I think if I just cut out the sugary drinks and stop eating pizza for
You're 230?
Meal. Yeah.
Well, how tall are you?
Like 5'5", 5'6".
Oh. I was going to say, I'm like two, right now I think I'm close to 2'6", like I'm like 255.
I'm like,
sick of it.
I'm like 230.
Yeah,
too.
I want to get to like 150.
150?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't been fucking 150 since I was like in the sixth grade.
Oh shit.
I was like 190 from like
so
eighth grade until like I was 28.
Yeah, I hover between 160 and like 160 and 180 pretty much through my entire teenage years and into my 20s, and then all of a sudden just lost it.
Like that 190 was a lot of different sizes and shapes.
Right.
But it was consistent.
Yeah.
So towards the end of the high school days, I started working at Steak and Shake, the one across from your old Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And I got up to about 200 pounds. And then when I moved in with Paul, I got down to 135.
135?
135?
Yeah. And that was a little too skinny.
Wow.
And once holy I got shit. To a little, once I got back to 150,
you're looked, a little impish boy.
Do you have pictures of you being 135?
Yeah.
You need to.
Yeah, like, I could wear a medium t-shirt. That was kind of cool.
Holy shit.
That's amazing. I keep some of my large t-shirts thinking one day I'm going to fit back into them, you know? It's yeah. Like a medium. I don't think I've ever been in a medium.
Oh, dude, I just recently gave away all my extra larges. Like, man, sad day.
It hurts to do that.
Well, you're a Duluth man.
Two sizes yeah. beyond and beyond.
Like, yeah, I'm wearing 3Xs in this Duluth, and it's not cheap. That's all right, though.
Well, I wish you well on your journey. I'm on a journey myself. I've been sick. I'm going to take the rest of this week off because I'm still hacking shit up and coughing up, and I'm hoping I'm back and I can get back on the
horse. I'm still yet to decide because, you know, some people say, you know, some things and some people say others, but, you know, I still think I can add some sauce to the chicken or whatnot. I don't have to like crazily deprive myself.
Dude, they say everybody says if you deprive yourself, you're fucked. So you at least you need to have a taco once in a while. You know what I mean?
Well, like
you
yeah, can't. I will assume I'll still have like a Sunday cheat day or something. Hey. And
hey, buddy, you know what this is? 2022 is. It's a year that we add the sauce to the chicken.
Right. Let it be some teriyaki sauce or some barbecue sauce or whatever.
Yeah, man.
This is the year that chicken is better than ever.
And with me, you know, like you said, I'm on the go a lot, you know. I mean, if I wrap my meal up in a tortilla, is that really going to fucking kill the value of it? I don't think so.
Tortillas actually, it's better than bread, so it doesn't matter.
You add some sauce to that chicken, buddy.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm happy. You sound like you're very you have convictions for this journey that you're on.
And well, I'm like I said, I'm getting married in a year and 3 months. I can't be looking like a fat ass in this wedding photo.
Travis, I believe in you, baby.
Travis, I'm not on any kind of journey. I'm fat, and that's fine.
Oh no! Yeah, once this wedding.
to the old me.
I'm going back to Fat and Happy. Trust me, I'm keeping all these big clothes.
I'm keeping all the big ones.
I love being fat and happy.
The only small clothes you're buying is the tuxedo for the wedding.
Right, and then exactly.
Going right back to the big ones.
Yeah. Amen.